Shvius Perk Tes, Mishnah Vav, 9:6. Hamalakit Savim Lachim. If a person is collecting moist grasses, fresh grasses, for eating. So the question is, when does the time for beer occur? It's hard to identify when grass is no longer available in the fields. The Mishnah says, Ad Shivash Hamasok, until the matok, the sweetness, comes to an end and dries out. You'll recall we actually had a reference to the matok earlier on the Masechta when we were talking about dung as fertilizer. And there were different pshat than what matok referred to here. The Bartanu understands the matok simply means the moisture in the ground that is mimatek, that sweetens the produce. So the point is, when the ground dries out, then you can assume there's no more longer any fresh grasses available, and therefore the time for beer on the grass you harvested for your eating has now kicked in, and you have to remove it from your home. Ben Megabev Biavesh, a person who's collecting dry grasses, unusual word Megabev, like from the word gvavas and kashin gvava that you've seen in the Mishnah and Shabbos, for example. You're collecting dry grasses, either for human consumption, or others learn it's for, these are dry grasses, like straw and stubble for animal consumption. Either way, the question is, when does the time of beer kick in for dry grasses? Because, of course, even if the ground is dry, that wouldn't make the grass that's dry already any drier and inaccessible. So rather, it's acheter via shnia, until the second rains fall. Once the second rains fall, then you have the old, what I call, soggy cornflakes phenomenon, right? The grasses became wet and sticky, and they'll get moldy and inedible, and therefore no longer is it available for the animals, and the dry grasses now have to go to beer. Ale kanim ve'ale gefanim. As for leaves that grow on reeds and grow on vines, you know, like grape leaves that people eat, it's like in Greek cuisine and so on. Ad sheyishru me'aveihen, until they're available for eating before beer, until those leaves fall off of literally avihim as their fathers, so meaning the branches on which they were growing. Once they fall off from the branches in the wild, time for beer occurs for the leaves you took into your home. Hamigabev biavesh, if you're collecting the dry leaves, ajiterator viashnia, then the time for beer is when the second rains fall. In a normal year, second rains would be assumed to be fall in around the 23rd of Marcheshvan. So let's call it sometime in November. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bakulan Acheterd Revieshnia. Rabbi Akiva says there's no difference between wet and dry grasses or wet and dry leaves. They all can be kept in your home and eaten until Revieshnia, until the second rains of the eighth year, around the 23rd of Cheshvan, at which point there's time for beer for all of them. And it's the same time, says Rabbi Akiva. However, the halacha follows the Tanakama, which means that there's a different time for moist grasses when the ground dries out, and dry grasses, which perhaps are only for animals, when they're no longer available in the field because they've gone soggy and bad because of the rain. Now the second rain has fallen upon them.